Government spokesman Bereket Simon says Ethiopia has no intention of sending soldiers back to Somalia. Ethiopian troops invaded their Horn of Africa neighbor in 2006 to support the country's weak transitional government. They pulled out early this year after it became clear rebel groups were taking advantage of long-standing anti-Ethiopian sentiment to expand their public support. Spokesman Bereket last week said there had been small reconnaissance missions by Ethiopian scouts across the border in the area controlled by the extremist group Al-Shabaab. But speaking to reporters Saturday, he flatly rejected news reports that battle wagons full of heavily armed troops had occupied a town in central Somalia.
A fact on the ground is that Ethiopia is within its border. We don't have any decision to enter back to Somalia. When we decide, we will tell to the world that we have decided to enter based on our national interest. But now, we don't have that decision and we haven't moved an army.
Somalia's ambassador in Addis Ababa, Said Nur, called reports of an Ethiopian incursion propaganda disseminated by agencies controlled by the hardline Al-Shabaab rebel group. The envoy pointed to the number of Somali journalists killed in recent weeks and said they live in fear if they go against Al-Shabaab. News agencies quoted residents Friday as saying Ethiopian troops were setting up positions in Balanbale, a town just inside Somalia's border, which has been the scene of fighting between rebels and a pro-government militia. The reports could not be independently confirmed. Spokesman Bereket suggested the reports are part of a rebel attempt to rekindle the anti-Ethiopian feelings that won them support in the past.
I think the reason is the extremists who are losing ground to a certain extent feel they can mobilize people by just presenting such Ethiopian intervention or kind of that things to the public. That's why they are using this as a scarecrow to get support.
Somalia has been considered a failed state since 1991, when dictator Mohamed Siad Barre was overthrown. 18 years of lawlessness has given rise to piracy off Africa's longest coastline, as well as illicit business onshore. Insurgent groups control much of the southern and central parts of the Horn of Africa nation, while forces loyal to President Sheikh Sharif Sheikh Ahmed command significantly less territory and only small parts of the capital, Mogadishu. The United Nations Thursday appealed for more aid to Somali refugees who have fled to neighboring countries to escape fighting between rebels and government forces. UN officials estimate 3.2 million people, or 43% of Somalia's population, are in need of humanitarian aid. Peter Heinlein, VOA News, Addis Ababa.